breaking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective, where the truth comes alive. Open up to a new dimension. See the world with new eyes. Let's go.
Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Human Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
Yes, where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for all of your behind-the-scenes engineering and the gift of songs. We wouldn't have a show without you guys. We appreciate you so very, very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, BBS.
All right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to, John and I would both like to give a shout out to some of our other Q Family radio shows here on BBS Radio TV on Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a weekly basis. Please check out All Learning Reimagined with your heart-centered host, Teresa. If you would like to hear about New Earth insights pertaining to education. Then on Saturdays, we recommend Whiplash Talk with Sunshine at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, give a listen to Project Review with Q&A with Arrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is a bi-weekly show. And then Arrow's second show at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m.
Kevin kind of froze up there, folks. He'll be back in a moment, I'm sure. He might have to log back in. So I will continue on with what he was saying there. So the St. Thomas show is also on biweekly, I think is where he was. And so there are a few weekend shows that that he and I would like to tell you all about. So these are lovely beings of light doing a great job giving information to all of us that are obviously in the Q mind and looking for information. So thanks, folks, and please try to tune into their programs. I'm just going to look here now to see if Kevin's on his way back. Oh, yeah, I believe so. He's had to log back in, so. And, yeah, there he comes. We'll just give him a moment here. He's just logging back on. And there he is. And you just have to unmute there, Kevin.
There we go.
Awesome, Kevin. Sorry you get kicked out. We have some forces against us these days.
Apparently
Kevin,
so.
I finished off what you were when you had what you were saying there, and you know, and giving a shout out to our shows there, our cohort, our co-part shows, and you know.
Well, that's cool.
So anyway, yeah. So we get to the bottom of that, and we were just waiting for you, and here you are.
Yeah, here I am. All right. Well, you know, I guess it shows that we are a live show. You know, things happen. I got to go with the flow and roll with it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, Johnny, are you are those plants growing yet? Is it still too early to get any fruitful?
Oh, no, it's been wonderful, Kevin. The temperature here has been around 75, 80, so it's really good now for the plantings. Yeah, so I get everything in. It's just watching her grow. Remember the little song, Watching Scotty Grow? Well,
I think I remember that.
Yeah. So now I'm just watching the plants grow.
So what do you primarily plant? What is your primary crop there?
There's a lot of things we that I plant that will grow here. Uh-huh. And a lot of seeds have been, you know, they develop a way to grow in different climates. So, you know, you may have a carrot that grows in Florida, and we have one that may grow in Newfoundland, for example, mm-hmm. in Canada. And there are different kind of, they've been programmed and, you know, within their own DNA to survive and grow. So you'll have a carrot that grows in Florida that wouldn't grow in Newfoundland, and one that grows in Newfoundland that wouldn't grow in Florida, so to speak. So, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I plant a variety of things. The main crops are potatoes.
Okay.
You know, the larger crops, should I say. But I plant, this year, for example, I have potatoes and corn and peas, four different varieties of beans, string beans, and beans that you would just harvest the seed for making baked beans or that kind of thing. I do parsnip and cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli and lots of different varieties of tomatoes.
Okay.
A full line of things like that. Turnip and beets, a lot of root crops so that you can store them and get through to the next season. But we do a lot of different
Wow.
things like that, and then lots of different types of fruits too, blueberries and strawberries and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite surprising when you start getting into gardening to realize that there's a lot of crops that can grow in a lot of places of this planet. It's just a different breed of that plant. For example, grass is something that's found all over the globe. Even in the Arctic or in the deserts places, you'll find grass. It's all different types of breeds, but it's
Yeah, we
grass.
call it weed here. I don't know. Oh, are you talking? You're talking
Oh,
something.
well, there's that one
No.
too, Kevin.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
there's
no,
that.
no.
Yeah.
I was
No.
talking about the one you mow, but you're talking about something else.
Oh,
Well, whatever makes you laugh during the show, Kev, and I didn't know you were doing that prior to the show, but now I see what
no.
you're.
Do you rotate so that you can put nitrogen back into the soil kind of thing?
Oh, definitely, yeah, and I do a lot of composting and stuff like that too. Yeah, I always rotate the crop so that maybe potatoes are in this garden this year, and then maybe in the other garden or the other end of the garden, will be corn and other types of root vegetables. But a
Right.
lot of times you can mix root vegetables with vegetables that grow on the surface. So you can grow like carrots and onions together. They work very well together. So the carrot goes deep, and the onion's more of a surface root.
Do you also
So,
plant like marigolds and things around the garden for pest control and try to keep things
absolutely,
away,
yes, yes,
rabbits and do you have
yeah.
any?
There's different flowers you can grow and different herbs you can grow that will both complement the plants and the fruits and the vegetables, and will also act as a pesticide, a natural pesticide herbicide. Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. A very good one is Cosmo flowers that you plant with potatoes, and it keeps the potato bugs away and lots of other things. Yeah, and you don't have to have many, just enough to as a presence. Yeah.
I recall in my youth, I lived with my grandma and grandpa. For quite a while, and Grandpa had a nice garden in the back of the house. And I always, again, back in the 70s and early or late 60s and 70s, just life was different. Life was totally different and carefree. I mean, we lived in a small community. They call them villages now, but anyway, it was you didn't have to lock your front doors. You didn't have to worry about crime. It just wasn't there. And but I remember a great memory that I was really young, and I sat down in the middle of the garden, and I wanted to taste the tomatoes. And so they were nice and ripe, and I pulled one off, and you just bite right
Oh,
into it, and the
yeah.
juice goes all over your chin. But it's. Those are really fond memories. And I can remember Grandpa was always trying to fight off the turtles. The turtles always really enjoyed those tomatoes. And so they would always take out big hunks of the tomato,
Oh,
those
gee.
turtles. So
Oh,
that.
yeah. Some of the animals, if they think it's for them.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
have to fence my garden in because of the deer and the raccoons and stuff like that. The deer,
Yeah.
especially, they'd eat it away. But Kevin, that brings back memories when I was a child, too. We always had gardens growing up. And of course, my mother was a stay-at-home mom. Most mothers were then, So it was much better, different life. As far as I'm concerned, much better. But we used to run around barefoot in the garden. Like you say,
Sure.
we'd grab a tomato, or one of my favorites was a real young turnip. And
Yeah.
you'd wipe it off in your shirt, and then you'd eat that. And I don't know what mom ever thought of us wiping them off in our shirts.
Yeah.
Thinking that
Well.
kind of, but that's the way you were just carefree, run around in nature.
Yeah.
And we've lost that
Yeah.
connection, but hopefully we'll all get it back here soon.
Yeah, I remember the garden hose. Man, we were that's all we play outdoor. We'd never go in the house. We'd get up early in the morning, and we'd go, I'd ride my bike to school, I had to do the school thing, come back. We had friends, we'd ride bikes or do whatever. Entire whole day we stayed outdoors.
Yes.
That was it. That was our PlayStation. That was our PlayStation, was
And you're
outdoors riding the bike,
right. Right,
and
absolutely.
So yeah, you're right, John. I can't wait for
to get back there.
our children and our children's children's to start living that type of life again, because it really was
It
awesome.
was,
The
Kevin.
70s and 60s, that time frame there was
Yeah.
very innocent, and everything was whole. All the
Yeah.
foods organic, and
Yeah.
so
That's
those
true,
were the
Kevin.
days, my friend. We
They
thought they'd
were.
never end,
No,
but
that is true. And our parents didn't worry about us because they didn't
no,
have to.
they didn't have
You
to.
know,
No.
I would be afraid to if you know, if I had a youngster today, to leave them out in the front yard alone. But back in that day, you didn't have to worry about that. And everyone looked
Well,
out for one another for the most part, at least in this neck of the woods.
let me put a
So.
caveat in that, because actually we didn't worry about it because we weren't aware of it. And now we're
Yeah,
becoming
that's
more and
true.
more aware that that type of behavior was prevalent even back then. But, it wasn't
Right.
not even a thought. We didn't even
Right.
think. So, it's
It's
unfortunate
true. But
that,
we left the keys in the car. Our doors were unlocked. You wouldn't do that today.
No.
You know. And yeah. But anyway. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the
Well,
days coming back.
yeah.
Those and better than that are coming back, Kev.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, yes, today we are having open lines, and here are the numbers to use. Outside the United States, dial 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And if you live inside the United States, dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. In addition, we would like to encourage our listeners to subscribe or even donate to our show. We'd really appreciate it. Now, that's, of course, if you so desire. And for those of you who already have donated, wow, we appreciate you guys so very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you all guys for that. Well appreciated. And yeah, so now that Kevin and I are doing our shows weekly, we have the opportunity to cover the posts from For the People in a lot more detail and thoroughly now. And we do have extra time, so it'd be really nice if you did call in and have some conversation with us. We'd greatly appreciate that.
And
And also,
absolutely. Go
since
ahead,
Kevin
John.
and I were talking about the gardening, I would like to encourage people to try to start a little garden or a little of your own so that you can have some organic food and get the experience of just the relationship you develop with your plants and watching them grow and watching that miracle. And then, of course, as Q has told us, the sustenance of growing your own food increases as your food gets to know you and what you require too. And what tends to happen with myself, for example, each day when I go through my garden just to check on it and to maybe do a little weeding here, or a little tucking in of this and stringing that up, whatever. I always consume a little because there's always a little something. So I'll have a little piece of broccoli and maybe a small tomato. And, as I go through your sampling things, a little bit of lettuce, this and that. So you get some sustenance that's organic and grown by you, for you. And you get to have that every day. And it's a good way to get those high frequency foods into your body.
Talk to your plants. Do you say anything? Do you
I
speak
do.
to
I do sometimes.
okay.
Yeah, my wife heard me a couple of times. I think she was going to
Yeah.
call the doctor, but she said to me, "Who are you talking to?" And I said, "You, are you not listening?" So I got out of that, Kevin. So I have to be careful. All right, Kev. Well, we're actually our time's kind of
Are
ticking
we
on. Maybe we
done?
should
No,
start.
we're not done. Okay. All right. All right.
All right.
So, well, yeah, we finished those articles that we were discussing. Then, of course, we had our live show last week, right? And we kind of finished those up. So, we're going to start off with, we're going to continue with the next article, which is Captured. So, listeners, if you would like to follow along on for the people dot space, we would certainly appreciate that, and follow along with us. And again, we would encourage you to give us a call. We get Bored, not bored. We get lonely. No, not lonely. We keep hearing our own voices all the time. It would be nice to hear a new, different harmonic, a different voice. So pick up that phone. Don't be shy. Hey, we're all here enjoying it, loving it, living it together. So, all
Awesome.
right, Johnny boy, let's
Right
go ahead
on.
and start with captured. All right.
Okay. Sure. Fine enough.
All right. So, the category is aliens, crimes against humanity. All right. And also the subcategory, if you will, is alien operations. Okay. We see a meme of what appears to be an alien invasion as people are shooting up towards spacecraft and spacecraft are using energy beam weapons down towards the Earth. And the description reads, in 1977, Nazi rocket scientist Wernher von Braun warned his associate, Dr. Rosen, that governments in collaboration with the military-industrial complex would fake an alien invasion with their technology to manipulate the public and drive defense spending. Project Bluebeam also alleges a secret organization holding advanced technology enabling lifelike holograms would stage a second coming or an alien invasion to gain greater control over humanity. These orchestrated events could have resulted in billions of lives lost and massive controls enforced over humanity for the greater good, causing people to live with intense fear as slaves to a communistic regime worldwide, with no hope of freedom again. Fortunately, the White Hat military and their demolition operations have targeted each area holding the nefarious technology that would enable such horrors to avoid the von Braun and Blue Beam threats.
Right on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Now
So.
there's a meme here that is quite good. And it says that this Q the Storm Rider stated long ago that fake alien invasion would be used as a precursor to White Hat disclosure of aliens instead of a full alien takeover as planned.
Yeah.
So in the post below, he points out that military bases worldwide holding the technology for many of these satanic projects, such as in Iran, Jordan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and China, have been cleaned out. So this appears to have freed the White Hat military up to launch their alien disclosure project, making the people aware of greater truths on this planet before any fake invasion or fake second coming could be performed.
Yeah,
So that's quite something there, Kevin.
it is, and I thought that was quite smart of them. They intercede before anything can really happen, right? And
Yeah.
in doing so, it prevented the deep state from slamming our brains with seeing visions of spaceships and this holographic technology of what appears to be an invasion and bombs and stuff, and they can make those because I always think of 9/11. You remember 9/11?
Oh yeah, there you go.
That was all holographic. I mean,
Right.
there weren't any planes. And they had the demo, the all the explosives inside the building, and they just timed it to. So, I mean, they could make it very, very real. And
Oh yeah.
so the White Hats prevented that from occurring, so we wouldn't be scarred because that would really blow our minds, really. So now, because they took out all of that technology, and it really will not occur.
Right.
They're going to implement their own way of bringing out the aliens, and it's going to be slow. And as the way the White Hat military does it, and what we're noticing, and of course, those of us listening to this program and other kind of like podcast, truth or programs, if you will, that brings out information. We're all knowledgeable about what's going on, but the surface population is still receiving a lot of this disclosure at a slow drip rate. And you know, but that's good. And actually, because it allows them to absorb it a little bit slower, integrate it into their thought processes, allow them to analyze it, right? And it's less traumatic to the spirit to,
And as Q has mentioned, they've done this before, so they know what they're doing and how to disseminate this information and to, to wake up the normies, so to speak. But also recall Q had said that they're using their information, their technologies, their platforms against them too. So that's it's so we're seeing a lot of that roll out here now too with this stuff. Well, okay then.
So further down the article here, you see President Trump is walking next to an alien in handcuffs, and the description reads, "Negative aliens are being arrested. Many are executed for unbelievably horrific crimes against humanity." All right. So, that in itself was definitely, obviously, a disclosure. I mean, he's showing us that he is aware of aliens. I mean, even though he says, you know what I mean? He doesn't really go out and absolutely say it that yes, there's aliens, and I know there's I at least I don't I'm not aware of him saying that actually, but he's showing us in picture form that he is very much aware of them, you know.
It's those little comms that mean a lot to our group, for sure.
And also realize that when you're seeing a picture of this alien, that's in its natural form. Usually they are cloaked or they show a different outward appearance, like a more normal human being. So,
So it's easier to absorb for the general public,
of course, he's got a Secret Service crew, and they're on a military base. There's all kinds of, kind of comms in there, right? So, yeah, all right. And then a little bit just next down, the next meme down is called the Shady Bunch. Obviously that is an offshoot of an older sitcom, The Brady Bunch. I remember it had like the nine squares, but this is a sick group of people here. They're very destructive to our great nation, and they cause tremendous damage through weaponization. And President Trump, and that's what President Trump said. That was his quote, actually. They caused tremendous damage through weaponization. And so the Shady Bunch here are Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan, Barack Hussein Obama, and Ben Hamas Rhodes. And all of them appear to be dressed in orange prison jumpsuits, except one, and that's Obama. And he is in a brown, looks like just a brown shirt, really. And that signifies that he has already been executed for his horrific satanic crimes against billions of humans on Earth.
That says it all. Satanic crimes against billions of humans on Earth. When the truth comes out, even our group will be surprised at the details, I'm sure. So Q the Storm Rider gives a lot of information here on tax and happenings around the world. And I will finish this report reading the final paragraph from the transcripts. But there are a fair amount of transcripts here on that. And Kazzy does a great job, so I encourage everyone to take a look at those. So it says here, Israel and Area 51, underground lines, maglevs, jump rooms, explosions in Israel and Area 51, not only killing clones, capturing clones, and killing hybrids, but not only that, but actually capturing powerful aliens, insect aliens, huge, huge aliens. He says, by Monday, I'll know the real story. It's connected to Trump's post. So Trump's post is very important to see an alien in handcuffs. They're destroying a lot of advanced tech, destroying different systems that were being operated by DARPA, the military-industrial complex inside Iran, the Middle East. There's a reason why Trump let Iran destroy these different bases, connected to the deep state ops and oil, where they were stealing all this oil. So we're in disclosure with the disclosure president, and that's how he ends his details. So it'll be exciting to see what he tells us next. But that's quite something. He talks about the aliens and insect aliens, and I heard that a lot of them look like praying mantis, but
Yeah,
they're
there's
9 feet
mantis,
tall. And
right? That's a species. Yeah, mantis. And
mantis.
apparently, mantis are very intelligent, from what I understand. Yeah, very intelligent. Now, also in this article here, I am chuckling, I am laughing. There is one of the memes here. There's kind of like a collage of different little memes. And in the lower corner is the meme we talked about the alien, the handcuffed, walking next to President Trump. But the other one that I wanted to mention that I really enjoyed, I don't know if you guys remember that he was on the news, let me just put it that way, I guess. And he was, I believe, showing one of the executive orders that he was signing and talking about it. And there was a gentleman behind him in kind of like just a nice casual shirt. He was a little bit rotunded. He had a what they call it, a dad body. Kind of nice round midsection there. And you could see that his belly button was an outie. Now, I don't know if you guys remember that or saw that, but there is a meme here of this gentleman behind him. And what they did was they infused, you remember the little alien creature that popped out? That popped out of the guy's center of his chest, right? Well, they put that little creature in where this guy's belly button would be, and President Trump is grabbing it and he's saying, "I got you, sucker! I got you." So that was
He has
kind
probably literally done that in this,
of, there really isn't. I have to say, this really is not a man like I've ever seen before, this President Trump. I mean,
Oh, no,
he
for
is
sure.
definitely one of a kind. He's
Oh,
phenomenal, I
he's
just
the real deal.
he's the real deal, and we definitely needed someone who was so amazing in order to pull all this off,
And we all know his true spirit, and
Yeah.
so we know what there's nothing to do with dogma and the political
Yeah.
way here on Earth, right? With this is the real deal, this guy, and he's come here just like Q has, to on this rescue mission. So,
I really do feel he's the people's president. He really
oh,
is. I'm,
definitely.
you know,
Oh, yeah.
the entire nation actually is in
The
love with
entire
him.
globe
Yeah,
or
the
world,
globe.
whatever it
Yeah,
is.
they respect him so much.
Yes, for
Man.
sure, Kev. We better carry on, Kev. We're starting to get in on our show here.
You
Time.
think so?
We're about halfway in.
Nah. No, wait.
All
All right, you twisted my arm, Johnny boy. Okay, so
right.
we need to move on, huh? Slaves no more. That's our next article. Category is A Light on History, Our Vast Universe, The Storm. All right, we see a meme here from the movie Star Wars, where there is a battle between Han Solo's Falcon ship, remember that? And the Dark Empire ships ensuing. Now, in the background is the mostly destroyed Death Star. The inscription reads, "Most of this galaxy was at one time ruled through terror and tyranny by the old empire, known today as the Galactic Federation. This group designated Earth as an eternal prison, branding those who opposed their empirical oppression as untouchables. Once captured, Each precious spirit was electrocuted with such severity that all memory of who that being was as a divine light from the Creator was erased. Now, before being dumped into external slavery and paying taxes and doing as they were told, while their energy and light and hope were siphoned relentlessly for eternity. Wow. What greater brutality can be influenced on anyone than to erase or deny the spiritual awareness, the identity, ability, and memory that is the essence of oneself? And that was a quote by Lawrence R. Spencer.
Wow, it is
I
just
just.
amazing what's gone on here, Kevin, and most of the galaxy, as it says.
Yeah, most
Jeez,
of the
it's hard
gal.
to fathom all of this. Jeez.
I can't. It's hard to create such a device as to electrocute the spirit. I never really thought you could do that. I
Oh,
mean,
no. And we've all been through it many,
yeah,
many,
and we
many
all.
times.
All right. Yeah, we have all been on it, and wow. So
Oh, it's
let's
crazy,
hold
Kevin.
that thought for just a second, Johnny boy, because you know what? We have a caller.
Oh,
Yeah. Oh,
Arrow.
yeah. All right. Let's bring on Arrow. Arrow
Absolutely.
on line one. Please, Arrow, grace us with your presence.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, how
How you
are
doing, Arrow?
you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say you were talking about President Trump is the real deal. And I
Yes.
said to myself, so are you guys. You guys are
Oh, jeez.
the
Oh, thank you so much.
deal. Thank you. I'm blushing. I'm blushing here.
We're just happy to be
It's
doing
so
our part.
nice to, well, it's so nice to know people that know the behind the scenes stuff. I'm out in the world and there's still talk about Trump is the bad guy. They watch
Of
those
course.
other channels and they listen to that other stuff, and
Yeah,
it's
of course.
just always amazing. I just observe the people
Right.
around me and drop little bombs where I can, where I think they'll be accepted. It doesn't do me any good to try to push
Right.
them past where they're at,
Right.
but it's really a joy to always hear you guys laughing and carrying on about this stuff at the cleanup crew. I like to think it's already we won, right? But it's just the
Yeah.
cleanup. We're just cleaning up the muck.
Right. Yeah, well, it's nice, Arrow, with your shows and shows like this, and it's a comfort zone while Q's not here. If you know what I mean, like to be able to be together and have that contact, because we're all around the world, and yeah, I agree with you. It's nice to hear another voice that understands and is aware of what's going on. Yeah.
Well,
A
and you
point that
guys connected me with a blessed soul named Teresa on the other side of the world.
Oh,
Yeah, isn't she awesome?
yes, she's
She
awesome.
is
So,
very
yeah,
heart-centered.
we just Sheila did a show. Well, I sat in on the show. I did the intro, and we did a recording with Sheila yesterday. And Sheila and Teresa, they did the show. So
Oh,
not
awesome.
tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. On
Okay.
our Q&A, it's a recorded show, but Sheila just stepped up to the plate and did the show and brought in our guest Teresa. And oh, that lady,
Oh,
she's just on fire. She's just sparkling and amazing. I'm so excited for the new generation coming in
Yeah.
and all the new teachings and the new learnings. And yeah, I just sat there with my smile muscles were so sore. I was just the whole time they were doing the show. It's so awesome. So that was fun. And I like to think that it's just another beautiful person in
Sure.
my day-to-day life. So I'm planning on keeping in touch with her for sure. And you guys.
Oh,
We're gonna have a party on Zoom one of these days. Sheila and I are the collaborators, and we tried to pull them together physically, back in March, and that was tough to do. But I think it was Kevin that gave me the idea of having a party on Zoom.
Awesome.
So we're gonna do it.
That party animal.
This kind of sounds like me. I don't know, man. I might have
Yes, I
suggested
am. I am. Yep. I can't help it. All right. Well, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. Loving your show. I always like to tune in live and hear you laughing and talking. I'll let you get on with it.
Well,
That's
thank you
very
so
nice
much,
of you.
Arrow, for calling in. Oh,
Yeah, that is.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's wonderful that
Yep.
you did that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's wonderful that you did.
Oh,
Thank you so
thank
much.
you.
And I'll be listening to that
Thank you.
program. I'll be listening to your program there, Project Review with Q&A,
Right.
in what, 2 weeks from now, right? That's all right.
Yes,
Yep.
thank you very
Yep.
much.
A week from tomorrow. Yep.
Okay, a week
Definitely
from
tune
tomorrow.
into
All
that.
right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
All
Yeah,
right,
you're
Arrow.
welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, that's great.
Bye.
That's bye-bye. Well, that's
Bye.
great, Kevin, that she's having a show with Teresa. Now, Teresa is very high vibrational too, very high
Oh,
frequency
yes, she
lady,
is.
and very intelligent, like you say. And
She is.
yeah, that's going to be an awesome show.
And I really enjoy listening to Teresa, especially when she talks about education. That's her forte.
Oh,
She
yeah.
really knows her stuff when it comes to educating young children,
Yes.
teenagers and even adults. She's just got it all together. She
She does.
brings in such ideas that are really kind of like New Earth type of ideas. And so it's really excellent. Very enjoyable. And she only has a 30-minute show, but Teresa
Right.
does herself. It's
Right.
very,
Yeah.
precise, to the point. She wants to tell you what she's got to tell you within the 30 minutes, and then boom, that's it. That's, the
Yeah.
next show.
Yeah,
So.
she's been in the system a long time too, and so she somehow was able to resist that indoctrination that can happen. And she knows exactly what's wrong with the system. And she also, like you say, she's so intelligent. She has ways to remedy it, and she's got a lot of information and a lot of good stuff to put forth. So yeah, I enjoy her too. Very good.
Yeah, and if I remember, she's on Fridays. I think it's
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I believe, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. All
Yeah.
right.
Okay, so I'll carry on here, Kevin. So yeah, you were talking about the brutality that's happened to our spirits here, and I'm so grateful for the information that Q and Asha and this site has shared with us. Without them, we had no idea what was actually happening, what's been happening to us down here. You know, the adrenochrome from our children, the controlling of us for loose, the harvesting of life force energy, the consumption of humans, the manipulation of our DNA, or, for other psycho benefits. We were just here living in this controlled world without any idea what was truly taking place. It'll be nice when everyone knows it and realizes it and wakes to what's happened. That's what's going to change everything.
It's going to be hard for me to comprehend the liberation of humanity
Oh,
when we
yeah.
no longer have all of this dark energy on us,
Yes.
inflicting upon us. We no longer have that here, and it's all positive energy. It's really kind of, I mean, it's a beautiful futuristic thought that I have,
It
that we're all
is.
going to be living in harmony, but it's something we have never,
Never
ever,
taken.
ever experienced.
No, right?
You
And
know,
Kevin, they've been going so slow for the average person out there to be able to get this. Now, there is going to come a time when it's going to happen. I think it's very quickly, very soon in the near future, when it's going to open up the floodgates. And imagine all the information we have, and we're surprised at information that we get each week from Asha, and they're going to get this all at once for the most part. One big slam. I don't know how they're going to cope with it or ever get it.
I mean, we always hear about this EBS thing, the emergency broadcast system, some call it, and it's like days and days of just 8-hour education 3 times a day. That's the only way I can think of that the white hats would try to gingerly bring this information out, because what we talked about earlier, you can have co cognitive dissonance. If you get too much of it, it's just like
Oh, yeah.
You can't absorb it, you can't handle it. Some people might break, and they're kind of concerned about that in some of these articles. They've mentioned that they don't want to go too quickly. People can't handle it, so.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I'll continue to read here, Kevin, what they're saying. Again,
Mm-hmm.
this all this information, as I say, it surprises us. So,
Mm-hmm.
wow. So it says here there was a battle, a very lengthy battle for thousands of years between the old empire and the Domain Expeditionary Force. The Life was here to claim this galaxy and remove the tyrannical rule, in turn freeing the prisoners on this planet. This is the famous battle between dark and light. Now, the Domain Expeditionary Force is a fleet in collaboration with the Creation Lightship. The Domain successfully won the battle long ago. However, the old empire had mainly hidden bases, or many hidden bases with ships and military continuing to monitor and control this prison planet for and other areas using electronic mind control systems to keep the amnesia in place, and the slaves robotically following orders without even knowing it. So, it's very rare anyone actually has thoughts that are genuinely their own. The mind is a receiver connected to the old empire's mind control systems. But your heart will always be connected with your spirit, and your spirit, even with amnesia, remains eternally connected with peace in the now, where true wisdom can reach you when you rely on spirit instead of the mind. So it's very important, as Kevin and I have said many times here, to stay from your mind, get from your mind down into your heart space and peace energy. But
Right.
it's the control systems that are here and been for so long in many, many, many of our lifetimes. And so you can see why it's so hard for people, even us,
Yeah.
to break free from this. But
This kind of reminds me that it's something I might want to do is I might grab myself a great big bag of popcorn, and I think I might go ahead and watch Star Wars again. I mean, now that what all of this stuff that's coming out, and they reference Star Wars all the time, and I don't know. I think it came out when in 77, something like that, 1977. It was quite a while back, way back there. I'm not exactly sure when, but I did watch it like everybody else did. But then I haven't viewed it since, and I think it's something I would like to do. I would encourage listeners to, if you haven't done that,
yeah.
because it's going to bring back the, it's going to visually bring back what is being discussed here in these articles,
I agree with you, Kevin. Yeah.
and I think it would help quite a bit to
Well,
understand,
absolutely. There's a big difference between fictitious entertainment and a documentary. And that's basically what these end up being is documentaries, these programs, these shows. And we've watched them as entertainment. Well, whoa, now it means something entirely different. And as you say, looking at it with the information we now have, we now hold, it is, you are watching it for the first time. So yeah, I would agree with that.
And of course
Okay.
there were many, many, many episodes, I bet it took you all the way through the lineage of the war and the Jedis and everything they talked about. So I big bag of popcorn. I think I'm going to
Sounds
do
good.
it. All right, and then a little further down the article here, we see another meme. It's a picture of John D. Rockefeller and Mayor, Mayer, not like a government official, Mayor Rothschild, sitting in a study. The caption reads, "The old empire, systemic domination, exploitation and control, subjugating people, territories and cultures through terror, torture, and severe satanic reprimand had many diabolical psychopaths seated down here as elite prison guards." Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And it would be obviously the major elite, the billionaires, the trillionaire, whatever, I guess they're the only one. And I don't know how long they look old, but I wonder if they have, well, I guess they're consuming that, I
Yeah.
bet you they're consuming that adrenochrome stuff and trying to stay, live longer,
Yes.
right?
Absolutely. They're probably tapping into that life force energy that we reported on here in a program, the Beehive. Yeah. Yeah. I think it mentions more of that as we go through here, Kev, actually.
I think so too. Yeah, these wardens, they made billions off poisoning people, manipulating, diminishing, raping, torturing, and humiliating humanity while harassing earthlings with electronic weaponry, bioweapons, vaccinations, wars, and totalitarian laws that restrict freedoms severely, keeping the herd in a perpetually subdued state of depression and hopelessness, without inmates even knowing their own plight. All the while, revering and applauding the prison wardens as benevolent philanthropists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the Rockefeller Child, Jesuit, Davos, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Illuminati, Vatican prison wardens of the old empire may
Yeah.
not have known it, they're all implanted and working as slaves for the Satanic Empire as well. They were under mind control, kept comfy and compliant, serving as wardens in exchange for illuminated, or pardon me, unlimited wealth, unlimited children to rape, torture, and eat, and a life untouchable to the laws other slaves are ruled by. This group were the Satanic Jesuits, the Khazarian Mafia, the World Economic Forum banksters, secret societies, the deep state military-industrial complex, and almost every royal and government leader in the world, and many in their cabinet, etc. Now, these wardens, their prison guards, psychopathic scientists, doctors and educators, etc., did all they could to mislead, harm, kill, torture, and limit the brilliant spirits on this earth without remorse or conscience. So regardless that they were mind controlled, they are just evil, 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 and as
The
dark
worst
as the
of,
rest.
yeah, the worst of the worst. I mean,
Yes, Kev.
and it's amazing. We were just, we just were not aware of this
No.
at this level, at this depth of evilness.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that the White Hats, President Trump and the White Hat military, and the Q, followers, and the Anons, and the QPO, all that
Yeah.
started way back, but it's just amazing that they're able and are getting rid of this filth.
Oh,
It's just,
thank heavens.
oh, man.
You know, Kevin, like you say, it's hard for us to imagine. No, the innocents would never. This stuff
No.
doesn't cross your mind or your any of that.
Right.
You know, the police forces around the world have used like a psychopath to find a psychopath,
Yeah.
because you can't think of like these people or these beings.
No.
It's just incredible. And again, of course, as you have mentioned, and this post has mentioned, we had no idea this was
Right.
going on, right? So, yeah.
Well, yeah, it kind of makes sense. They are soulless. They are heartless. And we're just the opposite. We have soul. We have spirit. We have love
Right.
within our hearts. We would never even think of this type of evil,
Right,
ever.
right. Well, as they've said before, the dark knows the light. The light doesn't know the dark. And
Right.
that sums it up nicely.
It does. It does. Well, again, further down here in the article, we see another meme of the famous picture raising the flag on Iwo Jima. Now, the caption reads, President Trump and the White Hat military are arresting, executing, and destroying these established constructs that have held cruel reign over this planet for thousands of years. This group of old empire aliens established and run the Communist Chinese Party, Davos, World Economic Forum, the United Nations, NATO, the Vatican, City of London, and the demonic powers that rule parts of Iran, Asia, Europe, Kiev, Ukraine. Most of their power was backed by dark money, giving them the ability to fund their nefarious plans and plots to torture and harm humans for sport, developing more insidious bioweapons and wars, and laws and constraints every year to keep the slaves severely subdued.
Absolutely
It
disgusting, like you said, Kev.
is,
Jeez.
yeah.
It goes on here to say, President Trump, whose spirit is highly regarded and well known by the Domain Expeditionary Force, is now bankrupting the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan Bankster, and their groups, giving more leeway to humanity. President Trump's spirit is also the main reason the White Hat military have higher technology to fight the old empire and protect this planet via the Roswell event. So something there happened very nice that when Q and Ariel came in on those ships, and so they must have brought some extra stuff with them. So those who violently oppose President Trump publicly are generally remnants of the old empire, or those who've been mind controlled to oppose who's who would fight to free the slaves. Now, the number of enforcement within the galaxy, the old empire ruled with the greatest brutal rigidity, was having the inhabitants pay taxes to them. Now, President Trump is demolishing that construct to bring us more freedom and abundance in every area of life as the destruction of the old empire on this planet is completing. Now, this is the tail end of a many thousand year war. Now, the Golden Dome, this is quite important here. The Golden Dome is an imperative finale that will only be understood once it is intact. So there's something very special that we're going to learn and
Find
find
out.
out about the Golden Dome there. Now, life, existence, God, your own spirit, the truth of everything has been hidden, distorted, reversed, and contaminated since everyone here was dumped into prison as eternal slaves. The tall tales they told were to keep you believing you're slaves. Yes, that's quite impressive there, Kevin. So the
It
Golden
is.
Dome is there's another dynamic there that we didn't realize. And this is going to be very nice to see that.
It
And I
is.
wonder what the time frame is for that. I thought it was already done, but maybe not totally activated.
I'm hearing that some of it is activated, not all of it, of course.
Okay.
So, but it's going to be a little while, maybe. Well, I don't really want to say. I have no idea, actually.
Right,
But
yeah.
when the truth does come out about God, about existence and the nature of reality, many people will have breakdowns as identities are shattered. Now, we talked about this earlier, that shattering can also remove mind control. It can return memory and spiritual power. So you will all know and experience yourself as a creator and infinite divine being who has been told for thousands of years that you are a peon who must beg for favors from soulless beings who have no real power and rely on siphoning your light and selling off your DNA and body parts to remain alive and powerful. What's coming on planet Earth right now is a long-awaited and phenomenally astonishing achievement. Again, we really want to thank you, President Trump, and the White Hat military worldwide.
Awesome. And I believe they're referring to the Golden Dome there as well, Kevin. But yeah, amazing. And yeah, I thank the White Hat military and President Trump very much and the entire alliance. Now, Cat is the C transcribes Q the Storm Rider with lots of additional information here. And I encourage our listeners to review that. There's a lot of info there. And they have a summary page at the beginning. And I'll just read down through that to give you a bit of an idea what to expect there
All
and
right, because
what Bear
we are kind
says.
of running a little low on time.
Are
Just,
we? We're 12:51. Yeah,
in a
okay.
way, we got,
All right. Okay, should I do that one, Kevin? Or well, we're almost there. Let's try it. What Trump is doing in Iran is really important. Trump is taking the power away from the Rothschilds, one of the most important families that were controlling Asia, Europe, connected to the Rockefeller family, J.P. Morgan. Trump is actually bringing them down, and they're going bankrupt. This was the plan with Xi and Trump. The wires Putin is ga going after Kiev, And there's massive talk of surrounding Kiev with Russian forces and ending this war. At the same time, U.S. military are inside operations in certain biolabs in the huge tunnel systems that begin near Ukraine-Slovakia border and then heading down into South Ukraine that connects to the ports. These underground lines inside Ukraine are really important. White hats in the Ukraine military want to end the war. Russia is allowing military operations special forces from Europe, the UK, and the United States to go throughout these underground regions, tunnels. When we talk about these things, you're beginning to understand about ancient civilizations. There were a lot of protectors around the world. The Trump/Trump family in Wiesbaden, Germany, they were protectors of different gates and energy fields that emit from the earth. History is a lie. Even things connected to the Bible, a lot of this stuff is hidden. So very interesting stuff connected to capturing the old Khazarian operations. I'm hoping the Ukraine war will come to an end soon, but you always have to remember this is war. Trump is a wartime president. Have faith. They're trying to move as quickly as possible to get to the end of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of sums up what they're going to say there, but there's lots of info there to review.
It does. And I was just thinking, we were talking earlier about how too much information would really hurt humanity if you give
Yes.
it to it all at one time, and I feel that there will be. We have a purpose, many of us as light beings and way showers, to provide reassurance for anyone seeking our assistance and to reassure them that they will pull through this information intact and sane. I feel that we can gently provide them support and acceptance, and we will lend an ear for them to be heard, or even a shoulder for them to cry on. I feel that is why that we are here at this time. By listening to this program and many other programs that speak the truth concerning our true history and all of the deception humanity has been through, we are being educated now so we can help others when the time arises. So, in a way, I really do thank all of you listeners for being here with Johnny and I. Because we are on a remarkable journey and we are kind of in school right now. We're learning what's going on behind the scenes and what's happening to humanity slightly ahead of what humanity will become aware of. And I feel that we are here to help them and guide them through all of this type of information they're about to receive and are receiving now. So
Right.
anyway, that was just one of my.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Kevin. You're right on
Yeah.
with that. And we've been preparing for quite a few years now, and Q and Asha and many others have been right along there with us, preparing us and educating us. So that's
Yeah.
great. And
Yeah.
now we know why they said the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
We know now know who we are, what we are capable of, and our true spiritual origins. We are God. We are divine spirits. We are true love. We are
Yeah.
breaking free of this diabolical evil and will exist in true divine peace and love once again. Thank you all for being here in this now to assist in conquering this evil and assisting us, assisting the awakening. We love you all. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Very good job. Yes. All right. And let's just mention the very last article here. It's a cute
Okay.
one. It's called Express.
All
And the
right.
category is have fun, the playfulness of your soul and your spirit. We see a meme of three chickens, and they're dressed up in very colorful sweaters, and they're standing on like some snow-covered logs. And the caption reads, "To be normal is the ultimate aim of the unsuccessful." That's by Carl Jung.
Well, that's a good one, Kevin. That makes me feel good because maybe it's not so bad to be the odd duck.
You're right. Normal is boring.
Okay.
Right, normal is boring. Let's
Well, that's good, Kev, because we're
yeah
anything
we've
but normal.
we yeah and yeah that, and it's great to stand out and I be your sovereign self. Do what you feel you want to do, no matter what. As long as you're not harming anybody, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Again, and try to bring joy to people as much as you can. Bring joy to yourself primarily. That's the most important. You are more important than anybody else, really. You've got to take care of yourself first
Yeah.
before you can take care of anybody else. So,
Yeah. Well, like Q says, do what your highest excitement is. Be in your highest frequency. That's what puts you there, and laughter and all that kind of thing. We have a choice. We can be sad or we can be happy. So might as well just laugh at anything and anything, as long as it doesn't get you in trouble. But
So yeah,
yeah. So
it's
we're just about at the end, are we, Kev?
we are, so I think I feel, John, that we had another great show, and we covered a lot of information. I certainly enjoyed our discussion today, and I certainly appreciate Arrow calling us. Thank you, Arrow. How about yourself,
Yes.
John? How happy
Yes.
do you feel?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank BBS for all they do. And yes, thanks, Arrow. Thank you, Arrow, for calling in. And yeah, and thank you all, you divine listeners, you wildcats, for coming out and playing in the sandbox with us.
And the monkey bars. Yeah, the sandbox, monkey
Yes,
bars,
and any
wherever.
monkeys that want to hang out in the monkey bars. All good, all good.
All right, listeners. So please remember to go within your heart as often as you can and stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day. All right, that wraps it up for John and myself with
Beautiful.
this episode. And we hope you enjoy the program, and we will see you all again Saturday, June 13th, for another live show, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussions on the articles of For the People dot space, right here on A Human Perspective.
Right
Peace out,
on.
everybody.
We went Right on.
deep,
Yes,
but the
thank
truth
you.
runs wild through the noise. And the twisted smiles. Every question, every spark left a light in the dark. From the unknown to what's real, trust the things that you feel. Take the truth, let it grow. Now you know.
Now you know. Stay aware, stay free. This is a human perspective.